Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Good morning.
Good morning. Have you noticed that when a holiday comes around, everyone at work starts to be super lazy?
Yes, I think we all have been there. 我们今天啊，就来跟大家聊一聊，就是放假综合症，工作中，放假之后啊，各种各样的偷懒大法。
That sounds great.
Okay, 那今天的节目笔记呢，我们也都整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。我先来说一个好了， Gold break. Have you ever heard about a gold break?
I have.I don't hear it a lot, but I know what it is. A gold bricker is someone who always invents excuses to avoid work.
Like someone who calls out of work a lot, right?
Exactly. Like when someone gold bricks you and says they already have a lot of work to do, but they just don't want to help you.
Gold break.这个词啊，大家注意，就是我们在说这个词的时候，大家注意了吗？就是 Tiffany 讲的时候啊，她把 gold 最后这个 the 的音发得很轻很轻，甚至你都听不见。Gold break, gold break， 这样啊，你才能把这个词说得顺一些，快一些。Okay, they're always busy but never produce any work. That's worst. That's a gold break, right?
Right. That is gold breaking at its finest.
Gold break 就是指的偷懒的人，那种爱找各种各样的理由来逃避工作的人，这种人真是一言难尽哈。同时啊，大家注意，我们还可以把这个词把 gold 和 break 连到一起，它就变成了一个动词 gold break， 表示偷懒、装病、逃避工作。比方说，我们可以说 he gold breaked again， 他又偷懒了，他又装病了。
Perfect. What about someone idle?
Idle means someone doing nothing or just being lazy, right?
Right. There is nothing worse than having an idle waiter.
Yes. 就有的时候在餐厅啊，遇到 idle waiter 那种偷懒的服务生，真的就很崩溃。就是你怎么叫，他都假装没看到你。
They stand there on their phones being idle. Some will even do it in front of you.
Idle waiters just don't understand that I need a refill on my drink.
Exactly. I could be dying of thirst.
还有一个说法呀，叫做 slack, 对吗？
Yeah. That is another way to say someone is being super slow at finishing a task.
Yeah, slack. S-L-A-C-K, slack. 就是说一个人他干活是特别慢，就是特别没有效率的那种。其实啊，就是说他的这个工作态度是很懈怠的，就是在偷懒。
Yeah, for example, if you are working in a group and someone is not doing what they should, they are slacking.
Don't remind me of college. 上大学的时候啊，不是都会有那种 group work 吗？团队作业，对不对？然后啊，如果你碰上只要有一个 group member who is slacking, 那真的就很头疼，很麻烦了。
Slacking was so easy in college because there was no one telling you that you have to do something, so...You just slack a lot.
Still not an excuse to slack off.
It's college winter, but you're right.
Yeah, slack 是一个动词嘛，表示懈怠、偷懒。那大家呢，还可以使用它的这个动词短语的形式。动词短语叫做 slack off on something. Slack off on something 来表示在什么什么事情上，在哪一个工作上松懈。Never ever slack off on your duty.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, another one is goof around.
That means to just tell jokes all day, right?
Yes, it could mean that. Also, it could mean that you don't take your work very seriously. Bringing back the example with the group project, sometimes you get someone who goofs around and doesn't take their role seriously and doesn't get their work done.
Oh, goof.G-O-O-F 这个词它其实本身的意思是犯愚蠢的错误 Goof around 其实大家可以把它理解成就是一个人啊到处犯愚蠢的错误什么意思呢其实啊就是说这个人啊总是把时间浪费在一些很荒谬很无聊的事情上比方说说一些并不好笑的笑话然后就在那边嘻嘻哈哈偷懒不干活
That makes them lazy and distractingSometimes when people goof off, they want others to laugh with them and be distracted with them.
Right. 刚刚 Tiff 又讲到了另外一个动词，其实大家可以用 goof around, 也可以用 goof off, right?
Right.
Goofing around is contagious. 就偷懒这件事情啊，简直是有毒，能传染的。一个团队里面有一个 goof around, 就可能带坏整个团队的风气了。
Everyone does like to laugh, right?
Right. 那我们今天啊就聊了一些就是形容一个人在工作上偷懒的各种各样的表达方法。
Yes. Someone...can be goal breaking, which means to make up things to get out of work.
Then we look at it being idle, meaning that someone is just not doing their job at all.
Yes. We also looked at slack or slacking or slack off.
Mm-hmm. Someone who is being super slow at work.
Yes. Finally, we looked at goof around.
And goof off, right?
Yes, and goof off.
I hope no one ever calls me any of this.
No, you are so hardworking, Winter. I couldn't imagine someone saying that you're slacking off. Never.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, so that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
是的，今天的节目笔记大家别忘了可以到微信来领取哦。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Tiffany.
This is Winter.
See you guys later.
See you.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。